Well, it's an important step for the Democratic Alliance, which actually started in 1958 but developed over the years into the Democratic Alliance with about just over 1% of the voter support, and at the last election that had grown to almost 23%. But all the leaders were all the time were mostly white, and then it started changing 4 or 5 years ago. And now we have a black leader, a young, charismatic, he's only 35 years old, Musi Maimane. And it comes at a very good time for the Democratic Alliance, because the cry of the ruling party that we liberated you from apartheid is gradually no longer good enough to sell. So it's an important step. I myself hope that Mr. Maimane was elected because of his leadership qualities and not because he's black. It's an advantage that he's black, but I hope that's not the only reason.
Now, what is the black membership of this party, the Democratic Alliance?
I think about half of the people who voted for them were black. The important point to note about the local elections and the possible significance is that they don't control Cape Town anymore, the ANC, and they're certainly bound to lose the Nelson Mandela Bay, which is the old Port Elizabeth in the Eastern Cape, and it'll be a close run in 3 other major cities in the major province, Gauteng. So the next year will be very important for what happens in politics in South Africa.
Do you see the Democratic Alliance or someone from that party becoming president of South Africa soon?
Well, next year is only local government election, so he can't become president. But, you know, politics is a funny thing. Once a party begins to slide, then the fall comes fairly quickly. And as I said, the ANC has been sliding for the last 11 years. They're still at 52% nationally, but at local government elections, they're at about 50% in Johannesburg, the capital, Pretoria, and on the East Rand industrial area. And they will certainly lose Port Elizabeth, Nelson Mandela Bay, which will be very significant. But whether they can sustain that into 2019 when the next election, national election, is still remains to be seen.
He said in a speech that South Africans are struggling under the burden of poverty, unemployment, and economic inequality more than 2 decades after the end of white racist rule. That's what he said. Can he deliver economically as a first black head of this party?
I think what he can do is he can say, look what we've done in the city of Cape Town, which is a well-run city with no corruption. He can say, look what we've done in the province of the Western Cape, which is the best administered province in South Africa. So I think he would at least have a better chance than the ANC has at the moment, because it has ideological hang-ups. But solve the problems, no, but address them certainly.
Do you think South African politics is mature enough now to accept this possible major challenge?
I think so, but there's also something else which people often miss, and that is under our electoral system, which is a PR system, which means that the result is fair. You get 60% of the votes, you get 60% of the MPs, other than in the election we had in Great Britain on Thursday, which was a skewed result. So it means that the future of this country will lie in coalitions. So the ANC can drop from 62% to, say, 48% and find a coalition partner and still govern, but not as an outright majority party, but at least it can still govern. So the option is a little more difficult than just saying, no, well, they won't accept this.